We are learning Mesechet Babasra Daf Kuchav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from four lines from the bottom of Daf Kuchav Vav Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom, middle of a line. The first word of the line is Da'aba, more to the end of the line, Omra Basi. Tumtum Shenikra V'nimtze Zocha. We know that in the Gemara we have two type of children which are Sveikas, a Tumtum and a Adragonus. Tumtum is someone who is a zachor in a keva, but just is covered over. Loisa Makam is covered over, and therefore we're not sure if it's a boy or if it's a zachor in a keva. Our dragoness has both simanim, a simanim of a zachor and a keva. So we have a story here where Tumtum shenikra v'nimtze zachor. A few months after he was born, they cut him open, did an operation, and they see he's a zachor, and he's the firstborn. So Zokr Rav Ami ain't no neutral pishnayim. Does not get double. Doesn't get double like a bechor. Dama kra v'hoya aben a bechor l'sniya. Achi aben m'shas avaya. It says v'hoya aben a bechor. And this pasuk is extra. So we learn out from here that the bechor has to be at birth. Shu ben m'shas avaya has to be a son of bechor m'shas avaya. If not, there's not get pishnayim. You know, at the end of the day, it's a zokr. But l'maisa, we then will go and say that he has to be b'shas when he's born, he has to be klar that he's a zachar. Zokter Rashbam, that v'rabusa nokat, at the bottom line, da'af agav shenim to zachar gomor. And he says, v'chol shekin adroigenis, she'in sveikoy osa li'avoda. And it's poshed by adroigenis, they don't get pishnayim. So let's try to analyze this. We're saying adroigenis not get pishnayim, right? So Rashash is very bothered at Rashbam. We're saying that adroigenis, with Tumtum is Pashut, when he finds his Zachar, he gets a Chelik Pashut, right? Even though there's other sons. He's for sure a Zachar. He gets a Chelik with the other brothers. He just doesn't get Pishnayim. He says, Koshkin Adragon doesn't get Pishnayim. Frank the Rashash, the Adragon has bigger problems. He doesn't even get a Chelik Pashut, really. I'll read the Lashon Rashbam, but yeah. It says, Tema, the man of Shach. Im Yesh Ben Achar Imoy. If there's other brothers, Afilu Kipashut Loy Shakul. He doesn't even get like a pashut, because maybe he's a bas, maybe he's a kenekeva. Vim ain't a ben el a bas, so maybe pshat is the only sisters. So then im zachu yarish akol b'loy b'cherasa. He doesn't need a b'char. Vim nukeva ain't the b'char b'nukevas. So what's in the gay? What's the culture of the b'char? The whole b'char is not a gay. It's not a gay. It's a peldig rashbam zifrek the rishash. There are terutzim to this kasha. Believe it or not, there's a tire on this. That is Torah that Adragonus might be Avadei Zachar and just other Sveikas. You have to eye in your local raid bite for a pshat and that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. So this is the first thing. We have now a bunch of different halachas in regards to a tumtum. So the first halacha is a tumtum does not take pishnayim. It's Rav Ami's halacha. We do not take pishnayim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. Af einoy nidoin keben soyer emayr. They also, he does not have a halachas of ben soyer emayr. Don't cross it in the pasuk. Kiyel ish ben soyer emayr. Achiyah ben b'shas avayi. It says kiyah has to be a ben from when he's born. It has to be a ben. It has to be a son from when he's born. You have to know that he's a son.
I'm going back to one thing. If it was a shaila when a baby was born, who was b'chor? Then no one would get pishnayim.
No. What was shaila? Who was b'chor? What do you mean? Who was a shaila? How was a shaila?
Who's a shaila?
How was it a shaila? Depends on the case. No. Yeah. No. All the case. If it's a shaila, if he was a zachar, then he was a zachar. He's a b'chor. It's not a shaila. There's no din of miscarriage. We had earlier on in the Masechta that even someone has miscarriages, even a late miscarriage, 9 month miscarriage, still the Bechara is the one that's born. It says, Oinoi, that's someone's upset about, the words of before. So it's not even a shaila. It's only, you remember a shaila, Pidid Aben, that's a shaila because there, the Petarechem is a, by there could be a shaila Bechara. It's never a shaila Bechara. The guy's born first, he's a Bechara. A Maimam, the shaila is a Tumtum, that's what the question is. Where he wasn't klar when he was born. A Maimamma, Af Einoi, Memayet chelak b'chayra. I'm saying you're talking a case where you don't know if the father had other kids. So it's a pashto suffik. But that's a case where when the kid was born, it was known. If I can't, now we don't know. Now we don't know. Then we knew. Amei mama tapak of chazayim alaf. Amei mama af ena memayet chelak b'chayra. Shenemar v'yod loy banim atri yivem v'shas leida. What does this mean? This means that let's say this tumtum is not the firstborn. He's a thirdborn. Okay. There are three children. There's the Bechor, which is Reuven, then there's Shimon, and then there's Shmerel, who is the Tumtum, okay? There's Reuven, Shimon, and Shmerel. Shmerel is the Tumtum. So, maybe this is a chiddush like this, that he's not a mayit, the chelek ha-bechor. That means that regarding the Chelek HaBechayra, we look at that Shmerel was never born. So let's say the guy has $900. That's the case Rashbam gives. He has $900 for Yerusha. So what we do is, we first look at Shmerel's not here, so it's Reuven and Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon is here, how much is, what do you do by Bechar? You split it up into three. Three Chalakim are 300. So the Bechar takes 600, and the Pash takes 300. But here, you don't do that, because we're just figuring out the Chelek Bechar first. So we know now, the Chelek Bechar is 300. Put it to the side. We're left with 600. Now we bring Shmerel in, because Shmerel is a Zachar, and he's one of the brothers. He couldn't mayat the Chelek Bechara, but he is mayat the Chelek HaPashat. So then we bring him in. Now 600 left, each one gets 200. So how much does everyone get Maisa? The Bechara gets 500, and each guy, all the two get 200 each. Now if he was mayat the Chelek Bechara, so how much would the Bechara get? He wouldn't get 500. You know how much you get? You get 450. Why? Because you split it up into four. Split into four is 225 each. 225 times two, let me take out my calculator, 450. It's 450, it's 450. That's what it is. So you only get 450, not 500. So here, it's 500 and not 450 because it's not Mamayat Chel B'chayr. How do we know? Because Shnem HaVayol D'loi Bonim Achi Yibem B'shas Leida. Until he's a Ben B'shas Leida, that's why he's Mamayat Chel B'chayr. That's the third halacha that we said of a tumtum. Fourth halacha. Rav Shiz B'yama Afi Enimu L'shmeina. Doma Kroa Isha Ki Sazriya V'yol D'Zachar. It says Isha Ki says we have a Yold Zachar. We know when he's born as a Zachar. But Yom Hashmini Yimal Achi Zachar Mashas Leida. He has to be a Zachar Mashas Leida. So what does it mean? He doesn't get the meal on the 8th day. We don't do it on the 9th day. Why not?
It's covered. You can't find.
No, he opened it up first day in. They opened it up. Went to a very good hospital. First day they made a surgery. Within 8 hours, made a surgery. And the shayla is Shabbos. So Yom Hashmini the new meal. You don't do Shabbos. You're not Deicha Shabbos. Avada, you can make the meal on the 8th day, which means is that it's no din of the Deicha Shabbos. Yom Hashmini the new meal. You learn that even fill up with Shabbos. But here, this vidafka was Zachar b'Shas when it was born. That's the halacha of Rav Shizbi, which is the fourth halacha of the Tumtum. The fifth halacha is Rav Shravya. Rav Shravya me af ein imay tmeya leida. Domakra isha kisasri av yalda Zachar v'tama shivas yomim. Achi Zachar b'Shas leida. What does that mean? So we know that a person who gives birth, even if Isha gives birth, even if the Nevis don't see any dam, they are Tomei for 1 week via Zachar and 2 weeks for Nekeva. And another halacha is that after the 1 week of a Zachar, the next 33 days are, even if she sees dam, it's dam Tahar until the 40th day. And by Nekeva, after 2 weeks, you get another, then there's 2 weeks she's Tomei, in 66 days she has dam Tayar and then starts being like regular. Here, there's no Tumah Leida at all. That means she's Tahar, because Zachar if this Tumtum is born, she doesn't get like Zachar or Nekeva, nothing. Neither, because we know that it's a Zachar, but there's no Tumas Leida. That's not even the same Pasuk. Isha Kisazriya, V'yolda Zachar. We're learning Dafka, V'yolda Zachar, you know it's a Zachar. That's the fifth halacha of Rav Shavya. On that, we're going to have a kasha on Rav Shavya. Meisvei, from Mishnah Mesechtas Nida. It says in the Mishnah Mesechtas Nida, Hamapelas Tumtum V'adroigenes. Someone that gives birth to a tumtum or a dragoness, the halacha is teishev lezocha v'nekeva. Here you didn't cut up a tumtum, you don't know. And the halacha is that both these teishev lezocha v'nekeva. She sits lechumra. You go lechumra zocha v'nekeva. What do you mean? You have the chumra of the keva that's 14 days of tumah. You have the chumra of a zocha. It's only 33 days of tayar, and part of those 30 days knocked out by seven. So it's really only you're only left with 25. Days of only left with 26 days of the dam tayar. Only 26 days of dam tayar. That's what we left with.
So from day 43 she sees dam.
Dam 40. From day 40 she's dam. Yeah, she's tamei masafik at least masafik because we made she was a zocher.
Tumas
leida. Tumas leida. In that case, tumas leida. Yeah, tumas leida. Yeah. So it comes out. What's stated in the Brice over here? That there is Tumas Leida by Tumtum. It's just saying, Vipal Tumtum is nothing, not Tejol and Keva, you don't do anything. So Tiufta, the Rav Shravya, Tiufta, we slugged up Rav Shravya right there, then and there. Avada, there is Tumas Leida when it comes to a Tumtum. Freit the Gemara, Lema, they have a Tiufta, the Rav Shizbi. Maybe it should also be an upslug of Rav Shizbi, because it's the same Pasuk. The same Pasuk that we're learning out that you can't do. Mila on Shabbos, the same passage that says there's no Tumah Leida. Rav Yalda Zachar. We're saying Yalda Zachar is a mistake. Yalda Zachar means even a Safek. Because we're saying it has Tumas Leida. So Kharach mean that you also could do the Mila.
Oh, it goes the other way.
Huh?
Mila's the other way.
Where's the one the other way?
Mila's really, you're not doing because it's a suffix, so you're avoiding doing it.
Oh, so okay, it could be mean to Morris Taras. Let me have to Rav Shizbi. And we're talking Svukim Misafkalei, Velachumra. He was Misupik about the Drasha. Because it's not exactly like you're saying, Moshe, you're not exactly. Because the way you're saying is a Suffolk was Zachar Kev. Here you cut him off, we know he's a Zachar. He's not a Suffolk anymore, so why can't you do it? Teretz was a Miet. But the Tana was Masopic if there's such a Miet. And therefore, the Gavit Toma, he couldn't go to Kula, because he's not sure if it's a Miet. He has to make Toma. And he couldn't go Lechumra. He went Lechumra by Mila and said, maybe it's not a good Rasha. And therefore, you can't do the Mila. So Tana Svukim is Safka of Lechumra. But the problem is like this, that if it's a chumra, the bishlam, if you say that Mapelas Tumtum for sure has Tumas Leda, you're just not sure Zacha and Akeva, so then you understand that you'll have, for sure, you made Taya. 27, 6 days of made Taya, for sure you have, because for sure it's a Tumas Leda. But if it's a Suffolk, it comes out that there's another Tzadiyah. You won't even have those 26 days of Tumas, Dam Taya. Because maybe we hold the older Zacha means ask me Dafka Zacha. So then it should be Shaila, Zacha and Akeva or Anida. That's another suffix. Because if you say that Mapelas or Tumtum for sure has Tumas Leda, so there are 26 days that have a sure Dam Taya. You take 14 days for maybe it's an Akeva, and the next 26 days till 40 is for sure you made Taya no matter what. So all of the Mishnah very makes a lot of sense. It says, it's a Zachar and Akeva. You're a Chumash of Zachar and Akeva. But you also have the coolest of it. But if you don't have, if it's a Suffolk, and maybe the Drosh or Shravi is right, that the Zachar means no Tumas Leda whatsoever. So let's say she sees Dam on the 30th day. It should be a Suffolk if it's Tameh. Can't be Tameh Bazi Dam Tayar. Because it's not Leda. So the Mishnah say, it's a Shiloh of Zachar, Nekeva, or Nida. That's Mar's Kasha. The Hachi now they're saying it's a Suffolk as a Chumra. Teishev leZachar v'lenekeva ulenida maboyele. Mara says kasha it's shver, and the reason why it's only a kasha not a tufta is because you could add on to the Mishnah word nida. That's what the Rashbam says. But now the Rashbam, this long Rashbam, brings down a Gemara nida has a kasha. If it would say it's a Suffolk Zachar nekeva nida, why would you have to say Zachar? Because nekeva we're only using Chumras here. So either it's an akeva means 14 days is tummy no matter what we out dam. And if she's dam, she's tummy as nida. So what was Zacha bringing to the table? That's the kasha of the Gemara Nida. And the Gemara answers, I'm going to tell you the Gemara's teretz. If you don't get it, don't worry about it. We're not learning Nida now. But the Gemara's teretz is like this, that there's a difference. Because if she sees dam on the 35th day, and then she sees dam on the 44th day, if it's considered Dam Tayar. So then the 44th day is starting a new cycle of Nida. If it's Nida, so on the 36th day she became a Nida, after that becomes the Yemei Ziva. So then she'll be a Zav in those 44th day. And therefore, it's the gate to say Zacha that makes problems with the Ziva Nida Chesben. And that's why it's the gate to say Zacha. It's a Tzad Dam Tayar also, and that makes problems that way. That's the Gemara's Taras there. The Shmak is Taras there. Kash. So the Maravite, Omar Rava, Tanya Kavah said to Rav Ami. Have a brisa, it's a raya to Rav Ami's halacha. What was Rav Ami's halacha? Rav Ami's halacha, the tum does not take pishnayim. It says in the pasuk, ben, and we darshan v'loy tumtum. And that's a raya to Rav Ami. That you have to be old, ben has to be ben, v'loy tumtum. Another din in the brisa is, bechor v'loy sofik. That we learn, bechor v'loy sofik. So Bishlama Ben Loy Tumtum Kid Rav Ami. That's Rav Ami's halacha. But what is Bechar Loy Safik? This is what Moshe was handling before. Is there a Safik Bechar? This is what we're talking about before. El Bechar Veloy Safik. What's that coming Lafuke? Lafuke Mai. What's coming to Lafuke? What case? Zokta Gemara Lafuke Medidarish Rava. It's coming to exclude this halacha that comes out from Rava's Sugya Rava, which is Mamshak Zeres Akasa. What was the story of Darash Rava? The Darash Rava, Shtei Nashim, Shiyodu Beis Zcharim B'machve. We have here, Yaakov has two wives, and they both give birth to firstborns. Now, Shaila, which one's firstborn to Yaakov? So, we're not sure. It's a Safik. It was B'machve, it was when they were hiding out. No one knows. Koisvin, even themselves might not know. Koisvin Ashar Zelazel. They write Ashar to each other. There's two brothers, write Ashar. There was other brothers afterwards. Yaakov had other kids afterwards. They don't have 12 kids. So Koizma Shah Zaza, they write Hashah to each other. And this way, they kate the Pishnayim. They'll split it then. They get the Pishnayim, they write Hashah for each other. Hashah means that they give over their chelek. Let's say the two brothers are Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven says, Shimon, if I'm the Bechor, I'm giving it to you. And Shimon says, if I'm the Bechor, I'm giving it to you. Now they both come to collect. They say, look, I'm the Bechor. Oh, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it one way. Shimon goes to Reuven and says, if I'm the Bechor, I'm giving it to you. And Reuven says, if I'm the Bechor, I'm the Bechor. So Reuven comes over to Yaakov and says, I get the Pishnayim. Because Marav Shach, if I'm the Bechor, I get it. If not, Shimon gave it to me. I can ask me, how could Shimon give away his Bechor before? So we learned the Gemara on yesterday's blat that is machloikis, if yesh loy lebechor koidim chaluka, if a bechor has control over his bechor before chaluka, and difficult right, before chaluka, and so zokta Rashbam, we pass clear like that zoktaisis from Taimar harapapa mishrei the Rava amad ein lebechor koidim chaluka. Here it's Rava, and there the machloikis Rav Papi and Rav Papa were in Rava. This is how our shah works. Do I have to give it over to you? I can make you a shliach. We're within shlichus, you don't need it. But anyway, obviously, and the guy's not going to be willing to give them our shah. They have a deal. So you probably have already seen kasha. He says, "Stamazai the freak in the sivus. What do you need our shah? It's a suffix." And they're both, no one else has a sabachar, it's either one of those two, so they should anyway be mechaylikin. So the lomash of Terutzimar is that it could be the din pishnayim is a din that the brothers give pishnayim to the brother. And they could say, hamoitzi mechavel orai. So that's why you have to come into the Rasha. It's a lot of lomashes here in the sugis of Yerusha and Jesh Noichlim, that's where it comes in. But let's go back here to the case. So here we have two brothers, they can write Rasha to each other. I said, mashallah, it's hard, pasha, why not? Only a popular Rava, but Shalach Rav and Dava Zesha Alti Lchol the Rabbi Isai. He says, this Shaila, I asked the one Rabbeim, Li Omru Li Dava, and they didn't answer me. But Ram, Kach Omru Mashum Rabbi Yanai, but Lamaisa, they say over Bashem Rabbi Yanai, that Hukru, if when they were born we knew which one was which, and then they got mixed up, Kais Mashal Zalazah, Grad Arashah. Loi Hukru, if we never knew, you cannot write Hashala Zelazah. And this is, how do you know that? From this miyat. If they knew who the Bukhara was, you write Hashala to each other. You don't write Hashala to each other. Where do you know this from? Tzeris HaKosov. From this pasuk that says that Bukhara, Veloy Safik, is this halacha. That if it never was known who the Bukhar was, the lacha will be that there's no din of chelik b'chayra. It's learned from this pasuk, because ba'etzem it's not really a svara, it's just like zeres akasim. And that's learned from this pasuk. So, the Gemara, right? Huh?
Which
one? The pasuk said, look, we go back to the Brice, times the third line, the wide line. Time was the Rabbi, ben v'loy tumtum, b'char v'loy safik. And the Shah was, what's the Bukhar? Teach me this halacha, that it was never hukru, that then, there's no din b'char in that.
Why do you need two psukim of Ben?
One of two psukim of Ben?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's Tan Rav Ami. Yeah, it's Rav Ami. Tanka was said Rav Ami. A brisa like Rav Ami. This is Rav Ami. Hainu hach. The Rashbam is around six lines from the bottom. One, two, three, four. Six lines from the bottom. End of the line. It says, Afagav the Medina Islay. Gzeris akosav hu shlo yitnu loy chelek b'char min ha-safik. So gzeris akosav, you don't get the chelek from ha-safik. So that's this halacha of they learn out ben veloy tumtum and bechar veloy safik. So the Gemara says shalchu lei bnei akra de agmal shmuel yom den rabenu hoyu muchzakim bezeh shu bechar. You have a fellow that's muchzik that he's the bechar. But ama aviv al achar bechar. There was a fellow that everyone thought he was the bechar. And the Ma'aser Far says, you know what? That's not the bechar. It's Shimon who's the bechar. Mahu? What's the halacha? So Shalak Lahu, they answer the Shah by saying, they write our Shah to each other. On top of our base, they write our Shah to each other, and therefore Reuven and Shimon can collect together either way, because they say that we're giving each other power. But the Shah is this. What's the Shah here? Manav Shach, Ikrabban Svirulay, if they hold like their Rabbanon, Lishul Rabbanon, let them say we hold like their Rabbanon. Ikrab Yehuda Svirulay, Lishul Rabbanon, Yehuda. What's Rabbanon Yehuda? We'll see in a second that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon is, if you're believed, if the father is believed, we spoke this out before, if the father is believed to say, spoken on yesterday's blah, we spoke this out, that the father is believed that to say that this son is my bechor over a muchzik. It's machlokes if you had learned yakir, if you believed over a muchzik or not. So if you hold the rabbanon, then you believed. If you hold the rabbanon, you're not believed. So why is thing a hashah? Why is it a suffik? Who do you hold like? Rabbanon or Rabbi Yehuda? Samar says, you're right. Mesaf galei, they have a suffik, ikra Rabbi Yehuda, ikra rabbanon. They had a suffik if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanon. And therefore they said, Kais ma'ashah zulazu. And Mi'at Hashem, on the next recording, we will continue what exactly the brisa of the chlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanon.